The chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, has hinted of major reforms in the public sector. He explained that an effective management system that will monitor workers and link productivity to pay is being put in place. Mr. Smith Graham was speaking on a current affairs program behind the news. He said the reforms are to make the public sector more effective. He said Fair Wages, in collaboration with the NDPC, will establish solid management performance contract system.
If we talk about sustainability, all we are saying is that it should be possible for us as a country to raise the revenues to be able to take care of it. It should also be possible for us as public servants to also be able to raise our input. The way we work currently, and Ghana as a lower middle income economy, there's definitely no doubt that the way we are working currently may not be able to sustain the country as a middle income economy. And therefore, this is a challenge that we all need to work together as a nation, put all our hands on deck, and make sure that we get these things done. For us in the Wages and Salaries Commission, it is part of the policy. As part of the policy, we are supposed to link pay to productivity. As part of our law, we are supposed to ensure that there's a public sector-wide performance management system in place. But it must be known to everybody that performance management is a very, very difficult thing. It doesn't mean that it cannot be done. It can be done, and it has to go through very painstaking processes. But it's a whole cultural issue, and people will need to understand the way they need to move away from the status quo, and they need to adopt a new way of work. And that is exactly the pace that the president has set, and the finance minister has also said. And I think to us in Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, it's a challenge. We've already started consultations in trying to link pay to productivity. A lot of work is going on behind the scenes.
On hindsight, did we jump ahead of ourselves?
I would say yes, because the reform that we should have done, we didn't do before implementing this. But for me, as an HR professional, it is still not late. You can either do the reform before this, or having done the job evaluation and everything, you can use the results of the job evaluation to notice weaknesses in the various organizations and attempt to resolve them. But I think that we still can use the results of the evaluation to start something, major reforms within the public sector. And I believe that once we do that, and we have civil service or the public service working as effectively and efficiently as possible, we'll be able to do whatever we have to do. Because after all, if we have an inefficient public sector, there's no way your private sector can be an engine of growth. We need to move a step further and make sure that anything that we need to do to ensure that the public sector works as efficiently as possible.